The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
B'tochen, Bidus Adin, money. Shalom Ibroche, we're talking about Midas Adin with wealth. Not Midas Adin with wealth. We're talking with wealth, Sarah. With wealth. Some people their whole lives are looking to amass wealth and they think that's going to bring them everything they need in life. Truth is, the Vilna Gaon says that wealth is really Midas Adin. Because it's amassing Gashmias. Gashmias is Din. Everything in this world is limited. The only thing that's not limited is Ruchnias, spirituality. A person that makes his goal in life to run after money is basically arousing upon himself dinim. It's not only money, it's anything physical. People get over-involved in the physical world. It's ma'ir dinim. A person spends too much time watching the news 20 times a day. He's ma'ir dinim on himself. We have to realize the only way that we could bring ourselves really good things and pleasant lives, not have everything we need is to run after the Ruchnius, be excited about the Ruchnius, spirituality. Yeah, that's Kol Panim, we've gone through a very hard end of the week. The terrible tragedy that was in Iran. And the holy day of Lag BaOmer. And we see how it affected every facet of Klal Yisrael. There was representatives, Rachmana Litzlan, that Hashem picked, Kol Banos Tzibur. From every type of kila, every type of chassidus, every type of litvish, as far as Sfardi, Ashkenazi. It's a message that Hashem is clearly sending to all of Klal Yisrael. And he didn't tell us what the message is, but definitely the message is that we can't take from it is. It is what we're talking about now. Hashem doesn't want to do these things, but he does want to. If he's doing it, it's obvious that he needs to shake us up. And we have to get shaken up. Shaking up means to make a change the way we relate to life.
Kol HaLashon.
To convert the real thing from being Gashmias, the real thing is a Kodesh Baruch Hu give us a Likim. Because when you're with Hashem, Hashem watches over everything. Hashem takes care of everything. So each one has to think of things that he can make a change, but it has to be a real change. A real change. The eco change we're talking about today is a change of how we value things. What is the rachamim or what is the din? Is the Rachman that we're looking for is wealth and power. And I'm not talking about like Bosch and anybody allowed, those type of people, but they're not all our level. The things that we really feel we're lacking are more of Gashmias ticket things. Let's not be becoming a billionaire, just and found caring more so about the Gashmias ticket things. Or realizing that no, the thing that's really important to me is Machasik. My Ruchni is my Keshe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem's telling, calling to us. Abba Yisai, please take the message. I don't want to have to do this again. I want you to try to think, take on something for the next few days. Since we're talking about Bitochen, something like it to Bitochen. Take a bracha. Say with more kavana, appreciate an apple that I'm eating, or a bracha I'm saying Shema Nesrei. That's part of Bitochen, recognizing this is from Hashem. Together with that, we have to feel the tzar of every Jew, but we also have to feel the simcha of every Jew. It's just as important. It's easy to say, I'm in a state of avelis. I feel so bad. Can't feel the simcha of somebody else. No. We have to feel both. We have to feel the tzara of other Jews. We have to feel the simcha, trying to make things better for other people. Just a shame we get this message. Pick something small for a few days. I'm going to make myself more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It might make myself more aware of Klal Yisrael. That'll be a big source for us.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.